From a state of limbo to an equally uncertain future. These camps in Bangladesh have been the home to over 600,000 Rohingya refugees who fled Myanmar after a military crackdown in August last year. Now the Muslim ethnic minority group are being asked to roll the dice and go back. Muhammad Abul Kalam is Bangladesh's Refugee Relief and Repatriation Commissioner. He says the repatriation centres are already ready.
Myanmar said proposed they will set up, they already set up two reception centres where people will be temporarily be taken and before they are sent back to their respective villages or a transit camp in case the respective villages are not ready.
In November, Myanmar struck a deal with the Bangladeshi government to repatriate the refugees over the next 2 years. But the United Nations says it's concerned about the safety of the Rohingya once they return and insists all repatriations should be voluntary. There are reports that Bangladeshi authorities are threatening to confiscate food cards from refugees who refuse to go back. And the refugees have their own demands, wanting recognition as one of Myanmar's official minority groups before they return home. There's also concerns that recent violence between the government and the Arakan Buddhists, the largest ethnic group in Rakhine State, could complicate the resettlement. Last week, 7 Arakan Buddhists were killed and 12 injured by police after a protest turned violent. Researcher James Davies from the University of New South Wales says the Arakan conflict with the government needed to be addressed before any successful resettlement.
Often we focus on the Rohingya and we focus on the government, but what's been brought clear recently, I think, is that there's at least three parties to this conflict, and without addressing the grievances of the Rakhine community, it's going to be very difficult to reach any solution to the Rohingya issue.
Myanmar's democratic transition and the election of Aung San Suu Kyi in 2015 has done little to slow the fighting between the military and the country's many armed ethnic groups. Mr. Davies says the Arakan army have stepped up their attacks against the government in Rakhine State, seeking to take advantage of the chaos caused by the Rohingya crisis.
I think for other ethnic minorities in Myanmar, they see the Myanmar military pushing out 700,000 Rohingya to Bangladesh. There's a real feeling of, well, that could be us next.
Johnny Blackali, SBS News.